Doesn't matter if you're 5 or 85, everyone is gifted in their current situation. All right, you might still be thinking about that, and that's okay. Keep thinking, keep writing if you're not done. But let's watch a video of John Ortberg and his class on the beach of Lake Michigan, where he tells a great story about an unopened gift. Let's watch.
Going through some of Florence's things in our attic, and I found a box of dishes, and I was going to just give them away to the Salvation Army, but they're blue, and I know that blue is your favorite color, so if you'd like to have them, you can keep them. So my mom went over to my grandfather's house and opened up this box, and she found a set of the most exquisite china she had ever seen. So they started talking to relatives to try to piece together the story about this china. And what they found was that when my grandmother was a young girl growing up, on a real special occasion, like if it was her birthday or confirmation, she'd get one cup or one saucer, because it was very expensive and they were not a wealthy family. And because it was so valuable, she put the china very carefully in a box and stored it in the attic and saved it for a very special occasion. And no occasion that special ever came. She never used the china. She went to her grave and she never used the greatest gift that she had ever been given. My mother got a hold of that china and she uses it promiscuously. Every chance she gets, she drags the china out. This looks something like the china, but not exactly, because my mom would not let me bring it here. When you have a great gift, there are two ways that you can look at it. One is you can say, this gift is too valuable to be used. It's too valuable to risk. The other way you can look at it is to say, it's too valuable not to be used. Now, every one of you is drawing right now an expression of the fact that God has given you some gift. And you will not have fulfilled your mission as a human being if you don't use the gift that God has given to you. Marcia is going to read a quote about what happens to human beings when they don't grow and develop their gifts and stagnation sets in. Marcia, would you read that for us?
Stagnation leads to sinful patterns of behavior that never get confronted and changed, abilities and gifts that never get cultivated and deployed, until weeks become months, and months turn into years, and one day you're looking back on a life of deep, intimate, gut-wrenchingly honest conversations you never had, great bold prayers you never prayed, exhilarating risks you never took, sacrificial gifts you never offered, lives you never touched, and you're sitting in a recliner with a shriveled soul and forgotten dreams. And you realize there was a world of desperate need and a great God calling you to be part of something bigger than yourself. You see the person you could have become, but did not. You never followed your calling. You never got out of the boat.
There is no tragedy like the tragedy of the unopened gift, is there? John talks about two ways to respond to our gifts. The first possibility is that the gift is so valuable that it can't be risked. The gift is so valuable that it can't be risked. Now, those who follow the first way realize when the gift is brought out of the box into the open, things may not always go as planned, right? The gift may be poorly used sometimes. It may not be admired by others. Heaven forbid, it might even be broken, right? Taking the gift out of the box is always a risk. The second way that the gift is so valuable is it must be risked. The second way is that the gift is so valuable, it must be risked. Those who follow the second way understand that if the gift is not brought out of the box, it will never be used at all. Now, that sounds kind of obvious, doesn't it? Right? But think about it. So many of us have these wonderful gifts, and yet we choose to never use them. I mean, if we don't bring them out of the box, we will truly never use those gifts. Even though it sounds obvious, it is something that we do regularly in our lives. To leave the gift in the box is to spoil the desire of the giver. Think about his grandmother and those plates. Do you think the person that gave those plates and those dishes to her meant for her to never use them? You think that was the purpose of those?